Phil, considering the conditions, that was a very good win.
Oh, very good. Probably more so for the new management, because we're going to the next game and there's not as much pressure to get a win. They're in there the day and they've come in before the game, and the players know that there's someone here to impress, so they probably did give that little bit extra. And for them to get off to that first win at the club's brilliant. And like I said, it takes the stress off for the next game.
Got off to a good start as well with the goal. Maybe it was Nathan Cartman's, maybe it was an own goal, but it was perfect boost, wasn't it?
It was, probably the opposite of last week. Me and Brownie did a bit. It was the first time we've really done shape since me and him have been in charge. But after last week, it was probably me and him being naive to go out and try and pass straight away. And we did a bit of work on Thursday about making my, playing my way into the game. And we did. We put balls in behind first 10 minutes, which opened the game. And it was the perfect start. And when you get that goal, it relaxes everybody. And we built on it. Because of the mentality of the lack of confidence at the minute, I think it was always going to come that bit at the end there. But we held out and we got a massive win.
Could have scored before Josh Gillies got the second goal on top part of the first half, and then Josh gave us a little bit of breathing space with the free kick for the second.
I did. I think it was a comfortable win in a way, and like I said at the end, they've had a chance, but I think they'll be honest and say that probably the better side got the 3 points today. And we said to the lads as we went out, me and Brownie said our last bit, and we just said, this is our last game, and we've done it as a group, as a unit, so let's go out there and get a win for this last time together as just us. And we did, and we went out and everyone gave everything, and there was some quality performances out there and we looked solid, and I thought it was a great all-round performance.
You could see there was a huge amount of determination not to let Bradford sneak a point.
Aye, there was. We've got flair players on the team now, you know, your Josh Gillies, your Tomos, your people like that, but they all put a shift in off the ball, which was massive, and we were solid today. I've just spoken to the new management team there, and they've watched from up above, and they said you looked solid, as if it was hard to break you down, and it felt like that on the pitch. Probably the opposite last week, we felt vulnerable, but we're solid today. We had two banks, we had a four and a five, and Courts grafted up top, and meant that we flooded one side of the pitch, but it was a great win.
Conditions didn't help though, did they? I mean, it wasn't easy to spectate, so what was it like for the players?
It was difficult, but it's difficult for both teams. It'll be easy to, you know, if you lose and blame it on conditions, they're not ideal. Don't mind the rain and things like that, the wind kills it, it's quite wide open out there, but what carried out was brilliant today, and that's when you know you're in a proper dressing room when you're winning games like that. It's easy to bottle it and let the conditions dictate, but we were solid today and it was quality.
As you say, those are the sort of qualities that the new manager Tommy Wright and his assistant Alan White can build upon with the help of you and Gary and the rest of the lads.
Oh, he's blessed with the change room he's coming to now. Whitey'll know that. Whitey was a big part of probably still the nucleus that's still here. That's what you get, and that's why it was easy for me and Brownie. It's been effortless really, because when you know what you're going to get in that changing room, and I've said in the past that's where Martin deserves credit, because he signs a great character, Martin, not just a footballer. They need to be a certain type of person, and there's about 12, 13 in that squad out there. You've got six captains in your team, you know what I mean? I've wore the armband, Kev's wore the armband, but there's six people that could wear it week in, week out, and They're lucky that they're coming into a squad like that, and they'll put their ideas in now, and we'll build on that, and we're aiming for the playoffs still, no doubt about it.